Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly black. From APM, I'm Tesfa Wandamagnayou. If this song is the only thing you know about Bobby McFerrin, get out your best musical shovel. We've got some excavating to do.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
By the time the single was released in 1988, by the way, it was the first a cappella song to go number one on the Billboard charts, Bobby McFerrin had kicked in more than a few doors. He already had four highly innovative albums to his credit. Jazz vocals in the early 80s had become a bit static. There were a few survivors of the Golden Age, Ella Fitzgerald, Carmen McRae, and John Hendricks. And most young singers tended to follow the old songbook formula. But there was nothing at all standard about McFerrin's approach. From his choice of material to his bombastic singing, he could sound like an entire band. A musical multitasker. He often added percussive effects by beating his chest, clicking his tongue, and other techniques.
If there's anything that you want, if there's anything I can do, just call on me and I'll send it along with love from me to you. I got everything.
Herbie Hancock and a few jazz composers dared to tinker around with beatboxing, electronics, or early hip hop. McFerrin boldly embraced all that and more.
From me to you. I got arms that long to hold you and keep you by my side. I've got lips that long to kiss you and keep you satisfied. Ooh, if there's anything that you want.
Always entertaining, often funny and poignant, he was sometimes compared to Robin Williams for his manic and spontaneous sets. Williams himself was a fan and appeared in the Don't Worry, Be Happy video. But McFerrin was no novelty like, say, Spike Jones. Born in Manhattan in 1950, he was the son of Robert McFerrin, an operatic baritone, and Sarah Cooper, also a singer. After graduating Cathedral High School in L.A., he went to Cerritos College and the University of Illinois for his formal training.
To hold you and keep you by my side. I've got lips that long to kiss you and keep you satisfied. Ooh, if there's anything that you want.
In 1988, he released Simple Pleasures, which got him on the charts. Don't Worry was his only hit. While he could have gone back to pop and jazz, he went down a very different road. 1990 to 2013 saw him experiment with nearly every style, African, gospel, ambient, and classical. His music was everywhere, from film, radio, and television.
Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
In 1994, he was appointed the creative chair of the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra and toured extensively with the San Francisco Symphony, New York Philharmonic, and the Cleveland Orchestra. His music has been a blessing to every style he's graced. Bobby McFerrin's divinely crafted ability to engage in holy play is the vital injection of momentum that jazz and classical needs. This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM. With thanks to producer Daniel Nass, technical directors Derek Ramirez and Cameron Wiley, and assistants from Julia Amacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Tesfa.